And it's hour four of today's broadcast of Rosie on the House. We've had more than a little bit of fun today. Started at the 7 o'clock hour with Bill and Sina Kerr and Julie Murphy from the Kerr Family Dairy and Arizona Farm Bureau, and talking about what it takes. We gave you a peek behind the curtain, a peek under the tent of what it takes to run an 1,100 cow dairy and the products that are produced. That was a lot of fun. Just great folks. And 8 o'clock hour, we had John Eisenhower in here talking about our certified tree arborist from Integrity Tree Service, talking about his favorite tree of the month, the carob tree. And boy, that sure landed squarely on my radar screen. Man, after a little bit of studying I did during the station breaks, I think I'm going to need a carob tree at my house. 9 o'clock hour, we had the Attorney General on in an interview about his fraud squad and what they're doing at the Attorney General's office to try and stop fraud in the home improvement and home repair and home services industry. So he knows he certainly has our 110% complete participation and help in whatever he needs in getting that done. And then we had open line hour, 9 o'clock, and started that with a question on supercooling. And, of course, that's where the rest of the half hour stayed, on supercooling. So know this. Next week, those of you that have questions about the new utility rates that have come out and how that's going to impact your utility bill, we'll have an expert on that next week. He's not with the utility companies, but we'll have Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems on talking about that. And then In future weeks, we will have someone from the utility company on, and they'll be able to explain it from their perspective as well. But here in the 10 o'clock hour, today, as every 10 o'clock hour, we bring our contractors in, our experts in a particular arena, and we ask them to sit down with us and visit over the microphone so all of you Arizona homeowners can hear it, tricks and tips of the trade for their particular industry. So we've brought in Joe and Joe from Arizona Paint Company to talk about exterior painting. Guys, really appreciate you carving time out of your family time to come in and share with us and all the Arizona homeowners that are tuned in right now.
Appreciate you having us back.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit of story about the Arizona Paint Company.
Well, we've been in business since 2001. We focus mainly on residential repaints. We do a little bit of commercial, but our specialty is the residential side of things.
And y'all have recently rolled out what I thought was crazy, but you're having good luck with it.
Yeah, we recently, within the last year, started a 10-year warranty program, which was the first, we were the first company in Arizona to do that. And, you know, we always try to set the standards for the industry, and I think this was another step in that direction, to set the standards and bring new grades of quality to the homeowner.
And it's funny because I've been telling people you really can't expect paint to last 10 years in Arizona. You need to be painting your house about every 6 to 8 years. And I was accused by Arizona homeowners, Rosie, you're just pimping for the paint company. So I can't win for losing. No matter what I say, I'm not right. So homeowners always got mad at me. Oh, man, I haven't painted the outside of my house in 15 years. It looks like brand new.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of things depend on that. The color is definitely a big one of those. Those lighter colors go forever.
And you never realize what brand new is until you put just a touch of brand new paint on the old paint. Whoever that was couldn't have gone and touched up the tiniest little thing without it sticking out like a sore thumb.
Right.
Not a chance.
When it all fades evenly, it's still
it's still faded.
Right.
Hey, well, guys, let's take it from the beginning. When one of your techs go out to a home to give a homeowner an estimate on an exterior repaint job, take us through what y'all are inspecting. What should a homeowner be looking at to assess the condition of his existing paint job?
Well, Rosie, what the estimators are really looking at is the condition of the stucco, the wood, the drywall ceilings on the patios, the foundation of the house, and just really explaining to the homeowner what needs to be done, because most homeowners may not understand how bad their house really is until you start pointing out the cracks in the stucco, the peeling of the foundation, the cracking of the wood and the fascia and the soffits, things like that. So we're really trying to teach the customer what really needs to be done to their home.
And I know you're not in the business of teaching people how to paint their homes because you're a painter. But I'm going to lean on you guys today to share some of the experience you have to help homeowners analyze the true condition of their home. I mean, at what point can you determine the paint on your stucco is no longer sealing out the moisture, no longer wicking the rain, no longer repelling the outside elements?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big ways to tell is just by feeling the house and seeing. If you rub your hand against the house and you're getting a lot of paint chalkiness come off on your hand, that's a big tell of your house needs to be painted. And even just looking at the house, the fascia boards on the house, if you've got a lot of dryness of the wood, peeling of the wood, then it's real obvious that that's really the time that it needs to be taken care of.
And in particular, were those rafters or door casings, brick mold, or window frames come up against that stucco? Every place that stucco is meeting a dissimilar material.
Correct.
What are you looking for there?
Well, you're looking for any type of voids or cracks or separations where your stucco meets the window frames, the soffit, the wood and the soffits, or your door frames. If you've got a lot of separation, you know, those are definitely areas that need to be addressed and are going to tell you that, hey, I need to take care of this.
All right. And if a homeowner determines, you know, he can take one of those red auto shop rags that you can pick up at O'Reilly's or Napa or mm-hmm. whatever. If you've got any kind of a light color stucco pigmented paint on your house and just rub that over the surface, the pigment comes off. It starts coming off pretty horrendously after about, in my experience, about 7 or 8 years. Y'all have a 10-year warranty out, which is spectacular. But can I paint right over that? What am I going to need to do to prepare that chalking paint surface for new paint?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to just paint right over it. That's not giving the paint something to bond to. The very first thing that needs to be done is the house needs to be power washed very, very thoroughly to get as much of that chalkiness off the stucco, the wood, the aluminum garage doors, because all these other surfaces can chalk just as well as the stucco.
And you're not power washing down to the base stucco.
No, you're
not paint stripping with the power wash.
No, you're not taking the paint off the house. No,
I've seen people do that. They're actually, you know, they've got as much of the stucco texture peeled off the wall as they do the paint. You're just trying to remove the chalk. So you can actually do damage with your power washer if you don't know what you're doing.
You can. If you just get way too close to it and use the wrong type of nozzle on the power washer, you could literally cut through your stucco or shred the wood on your soffits, your door frames, things like that. You're just trying to get the loose materials, the chalkiness, the dirt off of the surface.
I tell people, look, when you're power wash an area and then go do something, a stucco wall, and then go do something else and let that dry. Then go back and wipe it again and see if you're still getting the pigment residue and the chalk off the rag. You ought to get to the point where you're not removing the stucco texture, but you're also not removing any more pigment when you're wiping it.
Correct.
That's where you want to be when you start repainting.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So once we've got it properly power washed, how are we going to treat all those dissimilar joints between the aluminum window frame, the wood brick mold on the exterior door, the fascia that dives into the stucco wall? How do we treat all those cracked
areas?
Caulked areas.
There's several different materials that we use to treat the cracks in the stucco. You know, we use either a cement-based stucco patch or an elastomeric stucco patch to fill the cracks. Where the window frames meet the stucco, we like to put a nice bead of caulking between there, a waterproofing, a paintable caulk to seal those voids. Same thing with the wood fascia boards. We use an elastomeric product for filling the cracks in the fascia, the joints, things like that will need to be caulked. We just want to make sure that all those surfaces, those areas are secure so there's not voids for water and things like that to penetrate.
And anytime people hear the word elastomeric on the show, they say, well, Rosie's changed his mind. He told us for 25 years, never use elastomeric paint on the house.
Correct. Well, it's not elastomeric paint. Right. It's a prep product.
And you're actually, it is a very stretchable caulk product that spans nice gaps and actually gives it a little give to it. So it it dries flexible.
Correct. Especially for window frames, things like that, that you have opening and shutting doors, you have the pressure of the house, you know, moving those window frames, things like that, they're constantly vibrating. So it fills those areas.
Now, how many exterior paint jobs do you guys do in a year?
Probably close to over 1,500.
1,500, okay. So you can buy any elastomeric, patchable caulk material you want. And you buy a lot of it and probably get a pretty good buy on it. What product do you like the best?
We use a couple different products.
Okay.
One from Sherwin-Williams, one from Dunn Edwards.
Okay.
They're both, the name of the brand exactly is not coming to me, but they both come in about a gallon bucket. There's a certain product for the stucco, there's a certain product for the wood.
Okay.
The stucco material has a sand product in it to help kind of blend with the textures. But Sherwin has their brand, Dunn Edwards has their brands. And they're both great products.
But those are the two you like.
Correct.
Okay.
They're called, the name of them, they're just called Custom Patch. It's
okay.
Custom Patch Smooth.
Yep.
Is what we use on those wood areas to fill all the voids.
Okay.
Before we paint. And then the textured Custom Patch is the one with little rocks in it. And we use that on the stucco cracks so it'll blend in properly.
And the smoother a stucco finish is, the harder it is to make that patch. What are some of your tricks for that?
It is very tough. I mean, in certain situations, we need to grind out the cracks and blow them all out and get any residue out of there, and then we can fill them at that point.
We're going to talk more about those special tricks and tips of the trade for exterior painting here with Arizona Paint Company.